105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Cabinet Discounters. Just as predicted, most of the Washington area got an inch or so of snow overnight. Slightly higher amounts here and there. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Loudoun County, Frederick County, and Carroll County are all opening 2 hours late this morning. The last major economic report card for President Obama arrives today with the release of the December jobs figures.
The U.S. economy was hemorrhaging jobs when President Obama took office. By February of 2010, the nation had lost 8.7 million jobs. Nearly 7 years later, the unemployment rate has reached a nine-year low of 4.6%. December is sure to extend the streak, though at a more modest pace than a couple of years ago. Economists predict employers added 173,000 jobs in December and a slight uptick in the unemployment rate to 4.7%. Scott Carr, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump gets his high-level briefing today on the Russian hacking investigation.
Donald Trump will hear directly from the heads of intelligence agencies why they believe Russia was behind the hacking of Democratic Party and Clinton campaign emails. Yesterday, he tweeted that the media was being dishonest when it reported that it appeared Trump was siding with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He said he was just sharing what Assange said and it was up to the public to decide. Meanwhile, Trump spokesman Sean Spicer pushed back against reports that Trump intends to revamp intelligence agencies.
These reports are false.
Trump reportedly decided to tap retired Indiana Senator Dan Coats to be director of national intelligence. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The final act of the contentious November election takes place today when a joint session of Congress convenes to count the Electoral College votes. Civil rights attorneys are declaring victory now that the National Park Service says it will issue permits to groups who want to protest the Trump inauguration. Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says the agency will be issuing those permits soon. More than 30 groups have applied for permits. Lawyers for some of those groups had argued that the Park Service was going too far this year in blocking access to public space. Two Maryland state law makers are targets of a four-year investigation that yesterday led to federal bribery and conspiracy charges against two members of the Prince George's County Liquor Board and two liquor store owners.
The head of the Prince George's County Liquor Board, David Sun, is charged with arranging for two elected officials to vote in favor of legislation to sell liquor on Sundays in exchange for thousands of dollars in bribes. U.S. Attorney Rob Rosenstein believes those bribes came from the owner of Central Avenue Restaurant and Liquor Store, Young Pog, and the owner of Palm Liquor Store, Shin Lee. He says the affidavit talks about three others thought to be involved.
And it identifies two of them as elected officials, indicates that one has signed a plea agreement. The other two of the suspects are expected to be charged in the case.
In Greenbelt, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Howard County executive says he will veto a bill that would turn the county into a sanctuary for undocumented immigrants. That bill would prevent police and other county agencies from asking about the status of immigrants. But County Executive Alan Kittleman calls the legislation a hollow political statement. New figures show that gun sales in Virginia during the Obama years were nearly double the number during the George W. Bush presidency, and total firearm sales in the Commonwealth surpassed a record 500,000 transactions in 2016 alone. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,899. The Nasdaq at 54,88. Sports, the Columbus Blue Jackets winning streak is over as they lose to the Caps. College basketball, a win for GW, losses for American and Navy. NBA, the Wizards play Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news.
Republicans are plotting.
Obamacare.
Make America sick again.
The inside story.
So I'll be leaving Fox News.
You can feel the winds of change.
Breaking news. The inside story. Depend on it. On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube Signature Service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Much better, Virginia and Arlington. You can now use Route 27, Washington Boulevard. Lanes have been reopened eastbound right before you get to 395. It had caused big delays. Crashes cleared. Delays have cleared up. So on the light volume this morning, really in our favor. 395, a little bit of volume heading into Shirlington briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. Checking in inside the Beltway on the Georgetown Pike. Just a lot of heavy volume, nothing reported, so we're watching that closely for you. On the inbound side of the Clara Barton Parkway, before you get to the Glen Echo turnaround, that crash out of the travel lanes, just recovering that volume there. Top side of the Beltway, New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, slowing. Maryland 95, that's been a busy area this morning. Latest problem is now on the northbound side, heading up into Baltimore. Northbound 95, absolutely jammed as you try to head up Elk Ridge, up past I-195, only one lane open with the accident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit 30s all day today. We'll see some sunshine, but I think clouds will win this one. Another round of flurries and snow showers tonight, 25. Outside the Beltway, colder. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29. May see an inch from the system. And then a cold Sunday, dry, upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Herndon, 31 in Waldorf, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Major winter storm is threatening the southeastern U.S. tonight. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Brett Baer. He's got a new book out, and we're going to talk to him about that. Also, all the changes that are going on at Fox News starting tonight. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm joined here by Tony Schaefer.
Good morning.
A man who's working very closely with the incoming Trump administration on intelligence matters, and a good friend of this program as well. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be here. Thanks.
Joining us on the line is the police chief of Prince George's County, Hank Stawinski. Good morning to you, Chief.
Good morning, Brian and Tony.
We wanted to have you on board because I've seen this story. It's been reported in other places, and it quotes you in a direct way about the increase in murders in Prince George's County, which is, of course, I know if you're the police chief, that gets your attention. That's troubling to you. But I was very interested to find out some of the reasons why you think that murder rate might be going up. Let me just quote some statistics. Last year, there were some 97 murders. We now believe that 26 of those had something to do with the drug trade. And surprisingly, and this is what I want to drill down on, about 19 of those murders, fully 20% of the murders in Prince George's County last year had something to do with the sale of marijuana. Tell us how you came to these conclusions, because I talked about this yesterday on social media, and a lot of people have serious doubts about the authenticity of that statistic.
Well, Brian, what the community needs to know is that we are taking a different approach in Prince George's County than we have historically. And we are looking at specifically each and every crime. Myself and the deputy chiefs go to every one of these crime scenes. And in 19 of those 26 cases, which represents a doubling and then last year a tripling of these kinds of conflicts, we're seeing marijuana. And my responsibility to the community is to report the facts. They need to know that I've identified specific problems and that we're working on specific solutions. Now, in context, there were also 21 homicides related to domestic assault, 28 were related to disputes, 11 were related to robberies. And we drilled into each one of those. In the overwhelming majority of those cases, the offender and the subsequent victim knew one another. And those are the kind of facts that we're putting together so that we can be smart in how we deploy strategy and hope to prevent these things in the future.
Well, what is it that is going on out there that has caused this uptick in marijuana murders?
Well, let me be clear. It has nothing to do with the end user. It has everything to do with control of what is a contraband substance by a handful of people who want to control the trade. It's just that simple.
Well, Hank, I got a question. I mean, does the changes in law, and I don't want to put you in a politically difficult position by asking this question, but I think it needs to be asked. Has the politicians who have created the basic legal construct you now have to live with, are they actually encouraging, as an unintended side consequence, encouraging the worst elements of society, criminals, to show up to try to gain control of the market? Are they importing criminals from other places now?
Well, I'll say this. The majority of those cases occurred with residents of Prince George's County. I have tremendous respect for our elected officials. They have a difficult job to do to represent the will of the people. And I don't lay blame. I take responsibility, and I look for solutions. And what I know is that the environment has shifted, and the department is restructuring itself to accommodate. Now,
hold on a minute. The environment has shifted. And make sure I want to make sure we drill down on that and we understand it. The environment has shifted because marijuana has been decriminalized, right?
Yes, that's
and so when it has been decriminalized, is it fair to say that what happens is I can no longer be prosecuted for having marijuana, therefore demand for marijuana has gone up. Is that fair to say?
For the end user, Brian, yes.
All right. And so when there is a demand for a product, then there are a lot of people who want to rush in and take advantage of that demand and provide a supply of that drug, right?
Correct.
And they're now, the people who are supplying the drug are fighting with one another. What is it, over turf? Over what areas I'm going to control? Which areas you're going to control? And that's what's driving this murder rate to go up, correct?
Mostly they're competing over the control of the actual commodity as opposed to geography, but yes.
All right, so it is fair to say that a decision by the politicians that we want to decriminalize marijuana has had the unintended consequence of causing there to be more murders on the ground in Prince George's County.
And that's what my responsibility is to look at that environment, at that shift, and look at ways that we can prevent those things from happening. And what gets overlooked, if I can say this, is, and we've looked critically at the events in Chicago recently, what gets overlooked in these technical conversations about how we got here is the human toll. These are very human stories. I'll say that almost half of the victims of homicide in Prince George's County last year have serious prior offenses for guns and drugs. This is not blaming the victim. This is looking at our efforts at reentry and our efforts at providing an environment where people coming back from incarceration or from serious charges have an opportunity in our community. But last year, in the aggregate, crime was down in Prince George's County for the sixth consecutive year by 9.6%, which means there were 1,856 fewer victims of crime in Prince George's County. And at the end of that conversation, whether someone is lost in a domestic dispute or another dispute or one of these drug-related homicides, nobody wants to go to the family of anyone and say that you've lost a loved one. So our focus isn't on how we got here right now so much as understanding the dynamics of these crimes and finding solutions so that this community can be safer.
Well,
everybody.
I'm with you. I mean, look, Brian and I disagree on this. I'm more libertarian about this. I think that, I don't believe that the war on drugs, having been on the front lines of it, has been as effective as people have made it out to be. And I think, you criminalize people for social behaviors, it's not always good. But what your point, and I think Brian and I agree on this, and I think you would too, the criminal elements which involve themselves should be the focus here, because clearly there's an industry that's being created by the circumstance. In other states, they've handled it by essentially controlling the dispensing of the drug. So what we've done here is you don't have control of the dispensing of the drug, but you have people coming in to fill that need. So I think there's a real problem, like with Colorado and California and some other places, where you actually have legalized the distribution process. In this case, the criminals seem to control the distribution process. Would that be accurate?
I would say that's fundamentally the problem, and the competition for that commodity is what's driving the violence
right.
That we're looking to stop.
So no offense to your politicians, I think they've left you in a very difficult position.
Again, I've got tremendous respect for our
well, I understand.
But at the end of the day, I've got an environment that I have to address, and yeah, that's right. My responsibility.
No, we're not. I understand, Chief.
Yeah, we get you. We hear you. We hear what you're up against. And listen, I you've been a good friend of this program, and I greatly appreciate you coming on. I think it is a very difficult situation you're in right now, and the end result is nearly 20 people have died as a result of the situation that you find yourself facing. And I know you'll do your best to try to get that under control. Chief, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be with you as always.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, so here's my question. Look, and for one reason or another, in Prince George's County, and by the way, in other places around here, they've had a smaller uptick, but an uptick nonetheless in murder rate. My question is, you know, I know that many people who are within the sound of my voice feel very strongly about marijuana needs to be decriminalized, needs to be legalized, that we need legal pot on every level. But if the situation is such right now that people are dying as a result of this this desire to fill the need that we have for marijuana, which is not being prosecuted anymore, do you still feel as strongly? In other words, is your desire to smoke pot unimpeded more important than 20 lives? I think it's a fair question. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I would love for you to weigh in on this. What's the solution? Should we crack down on marijuana again? Or, as Tony has suggested, maybe the answer is to more liberalization of our marijuana laws. Make it completely legal and control the sale of it. Right. Yeah, it is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Across the American Legion Bridge, Woodrow Wilson Bridge, no delay. Overall, lighter than normal for the rush hour. A couple areas we're struggling. Let's go Sterling. If you're trying to leave Route 7, heads up, you might want to rethink this. Southbound on 286, that's where you have a crash before you get to Wheelie Avenue. So heading south, I should say, down closer to the Reston area, off of 7. Expect those delays. Watch under police direction for the crash. Better inbound Clara Barton Parkway after Cabin John Parkway. That crash cleared. You can use Washington Boulevard now. If you're heading 27 Washington Boulevard over toward 395, crash cleared. Delays have cleared as well. New York Avenue inbound, stop and go up to the light of Bladensburg Road. Beyond that, the crash was quickly cleared at West Virginia Montana Avenue's interchange. Maryland 95, absolutely jammed. Northbound side this time. Northbound from 175 to get you past Route 100 with the crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today, a high of in the mid-30s. Tonight, a few flurries of snow are possible, and it'll dip down to 25. Tomorrow, again, maybe an inch of snow, a 40% chance of rain, but the high tomorrow is only going to be 29, and tomorrow night, it'll dip down into the teens. On Sunday, temperatures in the upper 20s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Here's the thing. Sometimes the law of unintended consequences comes into play. I mean, it was a well thought out policy by the political leaders that we wanted to see a decriminalization of marijuana in many places.
Right.
And the end result of that is, okay, if you're not going to charge me for the crime, then I want to smoke my marijuana, and there's a demand for the product. However, it's still illegal to sell marijuana in some of these places, and so the underground economy steps in, and the drug dealers step in, and they're killing each other over control of the product, according to Chief Stawinski, who was just our guest. So what is the solution here? Is the decriminalization of marijuana worth the death of 20 people in one county, and no telling how many other in other jurisdictions around the area? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. David in Fairfax, start us off. You're on with Brian, and today Tony Schaefer is sitting in with us.
Good morning, Brian, Tony.
Hey.
I think it should be criminalized. Simply, when they passed that law to where it was legal to have so much in your possession, it made it so much harder for law enforcement to enforce illegal transactions simply because it's legal to possess it. They have to catch these illegal transactions actually in the act.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So with all that room created, it's created turf wars, drive-by shootings, deaths, and innocent lives lost. But the medicinal attributes to it, 2 years ago, the FDA was genetically altering marijuana to where they could diminish the THC to almost nothing, and at the same time increase whatever that attribute is for the medicinal purposes?
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert on that kind of stuff. All I know is we have people dying. And there's a reason why they're dying. And the reason is pot has been decriminalized, but the distribution of pot has not been legalized.
Right. Well, and speaking as a former person who had to do intelligence work on the war on drugs, what you've done here is essentially you've created and stabilized a market. If you create a market, then someone's going to go about doing what we all do in America, is you basically have an entrepreneurial concept that goes forward. So all we've done here is essentially made it so that law enforcement is in the untenable position of having to go about trying to enforce a certain set of laws and allowing other things to exist with no enforcement, and is creating a situation where the criminal element is going to be the only option to fill the market.
All right, Jeff in Hollywood, Maryland, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning.
Good morning there.
Good morning.
Yeah, I see both sides, but it seems like the most logical solution seems to be decriminalizing the distribution of it, rather than, because it seems like you're going to have this a problem with, if you don't do that, then you're still going to have a problem. It may not be as bad, but it seemed like I would say that you decriminalize or just make it legal to sell it.
In other words, if you legalize the sale of marijuana, this problem goes away. Yeah, but look, we just saw by decriminalizing marijuana, we found out there were unintended consequences. Can you imagine that there might be some unintended consequences if you completely legalize marijuana?
There probably would be, but I think when you're talking about saving these lives, I think that's probably more important.
Well, I think you got to make a choice. And I'm with Brian. It's like either you go all the way and do something to actually fix the distribution problem so you don't have criminals in charge of it. Criminals then use that money for other criminal activities, or you make it completely illegal and you enforce the laws. Because right now, you've got the worst of both worlds. You've got a basic demand built and protected with law enforcement not able to actually go about doing things to do their job to enforce the laws and go after the criminal element, just doing the distribution. It's totally insane.
More of your calls straight ahead, 822.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
If you or someone you love is struggling with an addiction to alcohol or drugs, then you must listen to this message, because there is hope. No matter what substance you or your loved one is coping with, you're just one phone call away from real help. TheAddictionAdvisor.com can make the healing process simple and affordable by connecting you to a fully licensed and experienced facility. Your call will be routed to a representative able to discuss what's right for you or your loved one's personal situation. Don't wait another day. Best of all, most private insurances are accepted. Just call 800-391-5881 today. Our mission is to help you or someone you love begin the healing process and get back a healthy and sober way of life. Your advisor will help you coordinate all the arrangements and answer any questions you have. One phone call is all it takes to get back the life you or your loved one deserves. The call is free. The help is real. Visit TheAddictionAdvisor.com or call 800-391-5881. That's 800-391-5881. 800-391-5881. Again, 800-391-5881.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your Precision Cancer Treatment Team at Inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
We'll continue with your calls in just a moment. Right now, 8:25, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway, very slow if you're taking southbound stretch south of Route 7 due to the crash. It's going to be southbound 286, Fairfax County Parkway, right as you come up to Wheelie Avenue. Northbound lanes are open and not seeing much of any delay. Not seeing much of too any delays around the region. Looks great on 66. Out of Gainesville, through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Brief delays on 395. No delay, 95 right now through Stafford. As you head up toward the Occoquan, that looks fantastic. Maryland 95, that's been another story. We've been busy all morning. Northbound 95 at Route 100, that's our latest incident. Watch for police, they're at the scene. Southbound 95, south of 100, that crash was on the shoulder, and those delays have actually cleared out. It's a little bit better there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What fell overnight and which wasn't much is the end of it. Just about out of the snow chance. A couple of flurries dancing around this morning. And for the most part, cloudy today. We'll stay cold in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right at the freezing mark here in the nation's capital. Be weather aware. Check in with my friend Larry O'Connor this afternoon. See how things are going. I don't know what that is. Okay, to the phone lines we go. It's not baseball season yet. I wish it was. Listen, we've been talking about the marijuana trade, Prince George's County. The chief of police just got on the line and told us that there are some 19 cases in which people have died as a result of the marijuana trade and trying to control that trade since marijuana has now been decriminalized. What should be done? How should this be solved? How about Howard in Manassas? You're on with Brian, and today it's Tony Schaefer.
Yeah, good morning, Colonel. Thank you for your service.
Good morning, thank
appreciate
you.
Your commentary, Fox News. Prince William County, our murder rate has doubled, apparently. A lot of it's due to the drugs. I have two teenage boys, 19 and 17. The marijuana crap is all over the place. It is very sad. My wife and I run a Bible study group out of our home. Basically, a lot of quote-unquote good kids. But unfortunately, many of them dabble in this dumb stuff. And as parents, when we're trying to tell them not to do it, and it's dangerous and this, that, and the other, and then they say, well, Colorado, D.C., this place and that place are legalized, so it can't be that bad. I mean, I make no excuses. I'm responsible for my children, but the crazy rules often go against us. And this sounds very brutal and cold to say, but when many of these deaths are with people that are of the criminal element, I have a hard time feeling sorry for them. It's the innocent ones that, you know, may be shot, but, you know, don't do the crime, you're going to pay the time, or whatever that saying is.
Yeah,
but I mean, the government is not helping us out as
parents. Yeah, well, I on a personal level deeply agree with you. Look, if elected officials had taken any other action that led to an increase in the murder rate, there would be outrage.
Right.
I'm shocked that there's not more outrage about this, because this is a solvable problem. Now, we can all differ on how we should do it. I think we should go the other direction from you, Tony. But one way or the other, this should not be allowed to continue.
Yeah.
It's 8:28.
Advantage Gold has the highest ratings according to TrustLink, with a 100% five-star rating.
A New York Times best-selling author just announced that 99% of retirement accounts are more exposed to risk than ever before. If you have an IRA or a 401k, listen closely, because I'm about to tell you about a little-known IRS loophole that could save your retirement. Right now, U.S. debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market is near all-time highs. If it all comes crashing down, do you have a plan in place? Advantage Gold has found an IRS loophole which allows you to convert your standard retirement account into physical gold and silver. We have helped thousands of people use this strategy to keep more of their hard-earned retirement savings. Get our free gold loophole guide and learn how you could secure your IRA or 401k tax and penalty-free with physical gold. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Operators are standing by. Call 800-900-8000. Your free gold loophole guide is waiting. Just call now. 800-900-8000.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It's all straight ahead, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Labor Department releases the December jobs data in just a few minutes. Economists forecast that employers added 173,000 jobs in December, and they think the jobless rate may actually rise slightly to 4.7%. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has unveiled a major jobs initiative. It includes tax incentives for manufacturers and money for training and education. The bulk of Hogan's bill is targeted at areas of high unemployment in Maryland, including Baltimore and parts of western Maryland and the Eastern Shore. Most of the Washington area got just an inch or so of snow overnight. It's made for some slick roads in places and a smattering of late school openings. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Loudoun County, Frederick County, and Carroll County are all opening 2 hours late this morning. A long-awaited meeting is set for today at Trump Tower.
Today is finally the day that the president-elect will get his chance to hear whatever evidence intelligence officials have showing that Russia was behind the cyber attacks. The question is, will it be enough to convince it?
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Meanwhile, U.S. Intelligence officials reportedly will tell the president-elect today that they have identified the people who acted as go-betweens for the Russians and WikiLeaks.
U.S. officials tell CNN that the U.S. has identified intermediaries who they believe provided the WikiLeaks website with the Democratic Party emails stolen by hackers working for Russian intelligence. Now, this is among the pieces of information that the top intelligence officials are expected to provide the president-elect Donald Trump at a meeting in New York in the next few hours.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Federal investigators say two Maryland state lawmakers are targets of a public corruption investigation and are expected to be charged in a bribery scheme that has already resulted in charges against two Prince George's County Liquor Board officials and two business owners. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,899, the NASDAQ at 5488. Sports, the Caps get a win over Columbus, breaking the Blue Jackets' near-record winning streak. College basketball, GW wins, AU and Navy lose. NBA, the Wizards host Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The holidays are over, so it's time to get your home back in order. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, who want to help you start the new year cleaner with a great deal. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Listen, Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh even today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. You know what I also love about Zero Res? It's how easy it is. They bring all the equipment and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. Heck, they even bring their own water. Your house will look great again and your friends will think you got new carpet. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean for the new year and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Three rooms of carpet for just $149 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in two free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The December jobs report just out. The Labor Department says employers added 156,000 jobs last month, and wages posted their biggest rise in 7 years. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, brief delay southbound Inner Bannon as you approach and pass 109. Had an earlier minor incident there. Gone. And then beyond, wide open. 270, great ride. Most of the rush hour, lighter than normal. We've been a little bit busy on Maryland's I-95. Northbound, still a little bit of stop and go to Route 100. That crash cleared. And then beyond that, you'll still see some of that stop and go past the crash north of I-195. Again, that's northbound 95 commuters. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows approaching Route 100. Earlier incident, the culprit. Southbound wide open as you head down through Laurel and even inside the Beltway. I'm not seeing any delays in Riverdale. 295 southbound past East Capitol Street. Yes, we have the volume. And the incident in Virginia, unfortunately still with us on the Fairfax County Parkway. Southbound just as you come off of Route 7, jammed is 286 Fairfax County Parkway to the crash at Wheelie Avenue. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute treats the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast today with some sunshine, a north breeze and cold, low to mid-30s. Still some leftover flurries. Overnight tonight, flurry snow showers back as low pressure passes to our east and south, 25. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29 degrees, an inch around town on average. And it looks like a cold Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Vienna, 27 in Germantown, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by our good friend Tony Schaefer.
Good morning.
Who was out there doing some work right now and advising the incoming Trump administration on intelligence matters. So good to have you here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Very helpful act to have your expertise available to us. Joining us on the line right now is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. And Brett's got a new book. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But Brett, I guess I have to talk about the other things that are going on there at Fox News. There are some major changes that have taken place since we last spoke.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shakeup, and we're excited. You know, I'm very happy for Megan. She's a real pro, and I know she's going to do great. And we've had some great times on the anchor desk together. So tonight is her last night, and I'll be saying something on my show about that. But Martha McCallum goes to 7 p.m., and she'll be anchoring the inauguration coverage with me and the big political events. And Tucker Carlson moves to 9 p.m. So he is moving up the evening schedule as far as getting to sleep in a little bit later.
I have two more questions. One is, first of all, you know, Megyn Kelly, you and I were both there together in the Fox News when she walked into the newsroom, and she has really proven herself to be an amazing talent who grasped, you know, the basics of television in a fashion it's so breathtakingly fast, I can hardly believe it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she shot up, and obviously this year's events and our first debate in Cleveland in August of 2015, it has she's definitely been skyrocketing. So yeah. I wish her the best. The thing that she made her decision, she told friends, and I texted with her, was that it was about her kids.
Yeah,
and you got to really respect that.
Yeah, and now, on just one other thing, I understand you just celebrated an anniversary doing Special Report.
I did. 8 years.
Eight?
Hard to believe.
Wow. Hardly believe it's been 8 years, but wow.
8 years yesterday, taking over the chair from our friend, Britt Hume, and it's been a great ride. I mean, Special Report is, is a lot because of the staff and the correspondents who make the show and really drive the news in the show.
Yeah. All
right. Hey, Brett, you got a new book coming out, 3 days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission. And on retrospect, I think a lot of folks, to include me as a political scientist, have come to respect President Eisenhower's time in office. So a couple things. First, what were you thinking? How did you come to this as a subject for a book, which I think is a great topic? And second, secondly, are you prepared for the promotion tour, which is often more difficult than actually writing the book?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it starts next week, and I'm excited. Tony, thanks. I started thinking, the last book I wrote was a special heart about my son, and it right. was emotional and cathartic, and it helped a lot of people, I think, including me. But I wanted to write something more along my line mm-hmm. and political thinking and history. And oftentimes when we think about politics, it's 30-second sound bites now, and now we're covering tweets. This enabled me to really get into something. And long story short, I was invited to the Holy Grail of golf invitations at Augusta National, first time ever, and they put me up in the Eisenhower cabin. And I went in there, and I couldn't sleep. I was jacked up, and I poured myself a glass of wine, and I walked around. And I suddenly realized that, you know, for our generation and younger, it seems like history started with Kennedy. You know, in talking about things. Mm-hmm. And as I was looking at all of the memorabilia and the writings, I thought, there's got to be a way. I know there have been a lot of books about Eisenhower, but there's got to be a way to introduce him and his presidency in a different way. So then I left Augusta soon thereafter, and I went to Abilene, Kansas, and spent some time with the people out there. If you have not been to the Presidential Library, Eisenhower Presidential Library, it's a fantastic place to be. I talked to them, and I said, what element of Eisenhower has not really been mined. Mm-hmm. And it was this transition and the farewell speech, the military-industrial complex.
Great speech.
And using that as a soda straw, those 3 days, to then jump back and look at all of the things Eisenhower did with his leadership and his presidency.
And what was the major revelation that you came up with as a result of your research?
Yeah, the major revelation is that everybody always thinks about D-Day and General Eisenhower and all the things he did in the war, but it is often overlooked, all the substantial things he did as president, and in part because it was this, and political scientists have written about this, the hidden hand of leadership. He let other people kind of drive things.
Right.
He
delegated.
Didn't take credit all the time.
Yeah.
He let his cabinet debate things. But under Eisenhower, we had peace for 8 years. He got us out of the Korean War. The National Highway System was formed.
Yeah, which is an amazing thing when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first piece of civil rights legislation since Reconstruction. We had a booming economy, and this is in the middle of a dangerous time of the Cold War.
Right.
So we found some really interesting anecdotes and nuggets in the stuff at the
library. Well, about his speech real quick. I mean, one of the notable things he said in his speech is being aware of the military-industrial complex. And I would argue, since him as a president, there's been very few presidents being willing to take on it until, dare I say, Mr. Trump, who's been poking the heck out of the military-industrial complex. So, do you think that's significant, that he recognized that as a threat and we've not addressed that properly regarding the overwhelming nature of sometimes the military industry kind of running the road rather than presidents?
Yes. In fact, you know, it directly applies to today, Tony. I mean, it is, Eisenhower originally wanted to call it the military-industrial congressional
yes.
complex.
Right.
Because it was the lobbyists and the influence in lawmakers and then shaping policy to change things. He left out congressional because he thought it would be too pointed towards lawmakers, but the message was the same. And Also in that speech was concern about bipartisanship, about the deficit, about spending, about long-term planning. The speech is, if you dig into it, is really quite something. But I think that the heart of it is that concern that that the companies would have so much influence.
Which they have.
And politicians. And look what's happened today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and now it seems that we have a president who, in 140 characters, can bring major, you know, major defense contractors to their knees.
My airplane's too expensive.
So it's a different, definitely a different communication style.
It certainly is.
You know, Eisenhower was all about, he was the first, by the way, TV president. He had the first press conference on the record, and he also had the first broadcast press conference. So a lot of people didn't know that. Before Eisenhower, every president could meet with reporters, but reporters could never quote them directly. Eisenhower was the first president that was quoted directly.
Well, all right. Well, listen, I am actually looking forward to reading your book, Brett. It sounds like a very interesting bit of research that you've done there.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Well,
and it translates to today, obviously, with there's a lot of things to learn that that basically we can see today, especially with Russia, with the threat from North Korea. I mean, that leadership style, you know.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah. No.
All right, Brett Baer, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brett.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not so bad for this commute. One area, though, struggling if you're trying to get into the Herndon area off of Route 7. It's the three-car crash on the Fairfax County Parkway. Southbound, 286 Fairfax County Parkway. You come up to Wheelie Avenue, just about back to Route 7 for those delays. So if you can't avoid for a little while, best interest. Northbound side, though, nothing blocked, no rubbernecking delays. You're good to go. 66 lighter than normal from Gainesville toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. 95 and 395 in good shape. Maryland 95, much improved. The earlier crash that was major south of 100 cleared out of the travel lanes. No more delays southbound. Northbound have a little bit of volume to get you past I-195. They were clearing that crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast today with some sunshine, a north breeze, and cold, low to mid-30s. Still some leftover flurries. Overnight tonight, flurry snow showers back as low pressure passes to our east and south, 25. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29 degrees, an inch around town on average. And it looks like a cold Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, right at the freezing mark. And stay weather aware this afternoon. We may not be done with the snow just yet. Don't think there are going to be any big accumulations, but nonetheless, my good friend, Larry O'Connor will have it on the Larry O'Connor Show. That's this afternoon from 3 to 6 right here on WMAL. All right, so RFK. You know, RFK used to be the play. I mean, man, when there was a good football going on there, RFK would be a rockin'. I mean, that place would sway, and the whole thing, all the wooden benches, they would be, you know, just, you know, sort of bending and flexing, and the whole damn stadium would just rock back and forth, and people have such fond memories of RFK, but it really has sort of just sat there, and it's gone to waste, and not a whole lot's been done with RFK, and indeed that area around RFK. Well, now there is a new plan to redevelop that area, and it's a $490 million complex comprised of a sports center, a community market, a memorial to the original RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, and this is all being considered right now by the district officials, and they've unveiled their plan, even though I think it's a little unclear about what will happen to actual RFK. Yeah, interesting stuff here. I mean, you've been down there, right? You've been down the old RFK.
Oh, I've seen it. It's, you know, that, I remember one time they had Cirque du Soleil down there in the parking lot next to it, which was an interesting use of, you know, the parking lot. But I think it's been one of those things where it's got it's prime real estate. I mean,
yeah.
It's right in downtown.
It was always pretty easy to get to. Yeah, it's a wonderful waterfront area to be developed, and it certainly could be a really lovely thing. But now, apparently, they have come up with a plan, $490 million. RFK I didn't know this, built in 61. That's how long it's been there. According to the reports here in the Washington Post, one of the person who's been in charge of this is a guy named Max Brown, a businessman named to chair the events by Muriel Bowser. And the mission was to determine what we can do for the next 2 to 5 years to capture economic development that's been happening in the city. Working with architects, they have come up with a plan. 47,000 square foot food market hall, 350,000 square foot indoor sports complex that could feature lacrosse, paintball, bowling, go-karts, video gaming, trampolines, and batting cages.
Wow. Well, you know, they did a similar thing over with Nationals Park. That whole area now has been essentially gentrified.
So that's an area. Look, see how that goes in the next few years as they start to develop that. You know, I up in Montgomery County where I live, they had the big Discovery Sports Complex out there, which has turned into a soccer, you know, mecca.
Wow.
People come from all over this part of the world to play soccer over there, and it's been a real nice development. Maybe they have something in mind like that for the community, and it's, I hope it works out.
I hope so.
Yeah. It is now 8:49 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Through January 31st, receive a nutrition consultation, dietary assessment, and body composition analysis for just $49, all valued at $175 for just $49 for a limited time. Visit RoselleCare.com for details. That's RoselleCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Hip and Knee Pain, a conservative approach to treatment, on Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Could your fitness tracker actually sabotage your diet? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Recently, we've become obsessed with this idea of quantifying our movement. No surprise, then, the fitness tracker industry is exploding because people think it'll help them lose weight. But a new study out of the University of Pittsburgh found dieters wearing trackers lost less weight than dieters who did it tech-free. In fact, over the course of the two-year study, the people who didn't wear activity trackers lost twice as much weight as those who did. Anecdotally, people tend to engage with these devices for only about 3 months. That's according to the study's lead author. Then they throw them into a drawer. Other people get stressed out right from the beginning and they hate them. The bottom line, diet is more important than exercise when it comes to losing weight. But exercise is the key to keeping it off, with or without a tracker. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention, Oriental Rug Liquidators are in town. The remaining inventory from Pushan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the retail value. Pushan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open 7 days a week. 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town for a short time at Pushan Showroom. 301-230-0538.
They say good things come to those who wait. The way I see it, the only thing that comes to those who wait is a shovel and a bad back. Because if you, yes you, Paul Johnson, wait to buy a snowblower this winter, you might be left out. So take the leap now, Paul, and get yourself a snowblower from Lowe's. Right now, Troy-Bilt snowblowers are just $5.49. That's $50 off, Paul. So let's start throwing snow with help from Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Offer valid through 1-9. Excludes all repair or reconditioning items.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this morning, enjoying a relatively light commute. No delays at the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge. Parkways looks like we're in good shape. Now, for our hangups right now, Beltway in the Greenbelt area. Accident activity looks like it happened on the outer loop northbound side before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But boy, delays in each direction. So we may even have some fire and rescue blocking one of the inner loop lanes. So each direction south of the BW Parkway for the crash and delays. Heading into Herndon, also we have a three-car accident on the Fairfax County Parkway, so you're in the stop-and-go southbound 286 Fairfax County Parkway approaching Wheatley Avenue. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
What fell overnight, which wasn't much, is the end of it. We're just about out of the snow chance. A couple of flurries dancing around this morning, and for the most part, cloudy today. We'll stay cold in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 32 degrees, 8:56.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or drugs, from drinking every day to taking prescription drugs without a prescription, or using cocaine, opiates, or any other hard illegal drug, you need to know you're not alone. There are programs to help get your life back on track, and you don't have to hit rock bottom. Take 5 minutes to talk with someone that cares. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today at 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. When you call, a trained advisor will listen and make recommendations solutions that will be in your best interest. From simple detox programs to 30-day inpatient programs, this is a completely confidential free service that won't judge. They listen and offer hope and help. The goal is to find the right program or facility that fits your situation, but you have to call. In addition, this hotline offers a better opportunity for success against relapse with their unique program facility matching service. Don't lose your life, career, or loved ones. Know your options. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today. 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your bomb a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to bollandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. Bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Well, that wraps up this week. Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us.
Brian, thank you.
And coming up next, it's the one and only Chris Plant.
Hey, kids.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girls doing. What's going on in here? Have a lot of fun this morning, did we?
We had a big pillow fight in this
room. Big old pillow fight. Crazy. There's another one of those going on in the newsroom, but that's a different thing altogether because different people involved and everything. So what's going on with Donald Trump and Russia? And we've got the big intelligence briefing in New York today and all the big wigs, and they testified on Capitol Hill. And then suddenly NBC and the Washington Post had all the inside details on the presidential briefing. And I think there's an information